Hey, check this out. Did you know that Rocky, the boxer in the famous movie series starring Sylvester Stallone, and the prodigal son have something in common? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, I'm hearing the theme in my head, Rocky. This is probably not the comparison most people, though, would make when they read the text.
John, I loved the Rocky movies growing up, and there's more than one, because they're the ultimate underdog story.
Right.
Rocky always ends up in a fight. He can't win. And each movie gets to a critical point when it looks like it's all over.
Da-da-da, da-da, da-da. Sorry, couldn't resist. Only for something dramatic to happen then, right?
And that's what connects Rocky to the prodigal son. Jesus told this story, recorded in Luke 15, about a son who rejects his father, squanders his inheritance, ends up with nothing and nowhere to go. Just like Rocky, he was knocked down. But listen to the magical moment in verse 20. He got up.
He got up. Sounds simple.
But it's significant. This is the point the story turns around. In the Rocky movies, the main character always got knocked down, but he wasn't knocked out. At the last possible moment, he got back up and he got going. You could say the prodigal son was knocked down, but he wasn't knocked out. And at the last possible moment, he got back up and he got going. That's the comparison. But here's the contrast. Rocky would go on to win the battle in his own strength. The prodigal son's hope was in the strength and protection of his father. And our hope is in the grace of our Heavenly Father.
Boy, that's an important message. A lot of prodigal sons out there.
Let me encourage everyone and every parent praying for a prodigal son, because I used to be one.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. Check out the website reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.